Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic discusses gratitude toward God. We'll return with the message after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
How much gratitude is enough? By Aaron D'Anthony Brown, read by Leah Martin. Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. How much gratitude is enough? Has there ever been a person who existed that was so grateful they annoyed people by just how grateful they were? Maybe. Would you describe yourself as that sort of person? Maybe not. Gratitude doesn't come naturally for many of us. From the moment we begin childhood, our parents begin to tell us, "Say thank you." They say it once, then twice, then again and again. They keep telling us with the hope that one day we'll learn to utter the words, on our own. No reminders needed. But if we're honest about our human nature, we realize the unfortunate truth. We'll always need reminders, no matter our age. Whether that's saying thank you to our parents for dinner, to our spouse for their affection, or to our children for completing chores, saying thank you is how we show someone else both acknowledgement and appreciation. There are times we forget to say thank you when we mean to, but there are other times when we don't consider saying thank you, but we should. The reason we don't always say thank you is because we don't always acknowledge the good deeds of others. Nor are we always appreciative. Sometimes we simply expect people to behave a certain way. And that's just considering people. How often do we forget to give thanks to God? Or do we just expect Him to act a certain way too? Giving thanks may not be natural, but it is worthwhile. Showing appreciation strengthens relationships. It builds trust. It keeps us humble. No one appreciates a boss who doesn't know the significance of saying thank you. And we dislike when our spouses take us for granted. And we too, much like our parents, want our kids to give thanks. We know the effects of feeling appreciation. Now let's reconsider the question, how much gratitude is enough? The answer is, there's never enough. Your spouse, child, or anyone else may get tired of hearing those same two words constantly, but they'll never tire of being appreciated. God's a bit different. He doesn't tire of our appreciation either, but unlike people, He won't tell us to not say thank you. So how much gratitude is enough for God? Scripture is clear about one thing. God desires for us to give thanks. Moreover, we're commanded to give thanks in everything. The good, the bad, the ugly, everything. But just how much gratitude is enough? Well, There's no limit. When people may get tired of hearing thank you, God won't. How do we know this? Scripture says to rejoice always. How could we rejoice without thanksgiving? Rejoicing requires a state of being happy. There's no happiness apart from gratitude. Plus, no one in recorded history has ever said that God grew tired of them saying thanks. Just the thought sounds absurd. If there were a limit, most of us, if any, would never reach that level anyway. We're flawed and sinful. Our pride keeps us expecting without giving. We have to fight within ourselves to keep from being selfish. Still, God loves us nonetheless, giving us all the more reason to be thankful for our days, every day, here on this earth. Intersecting faith and life, there can never be just enough gratitude, but showing gratitude one particular way can be cumbersome sometimes. Keep things fresh, with variations in how you express thanks. Words are one way, but actions are another. Here are some ways to show gratitude to others. Say thank you. Spend time one-on-one. Perform an act of service. Take someone on a date. Buy a gift. Prepare a dinner, a lunch, or a breakfast. Share a movie night. Ask for ways you can help. Write a thank you note. And here are some ways to show gratitude to God. Keep a gratitude journal. Say a prayer of gratitude. Keep His commandments. Read His scripture. Talk about your blessings with Him. Talk about your blessings with others. Serve the Lord. Serve other people. Keep God first. For further reading, explore these scriptures. Psalm 107:1, Psalm 8:3 through 4, Psalm 23, Philippians 4:6 through 7, and Romans 8:28.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.